Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Eric Moguin. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 26, verses 1 through 23. So Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." Then Paul stretched out his hand and made his defense. "I consider myself fortunate that it is before you, King Agrippa, I am going to make my defense today against all the accusations of the Jews, especially because you are familiar with all the customs and controversies of the Jews. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, spent from the beginning among my own nation and in Jerusalem, is known by all the Jews. They have known for a long time, if they are willing to testify, that according to the strictest party of our religion, I have lived as a Pharisee. And now I stand here on trial because of my hope in the promise made by God to our fathers, to which our 12 tribes hope to attain, as they earnestly worship night and day. And for this hope I am accused by Jews, O King. Why is it thought incredible by any of you that God raises the dead? I myself was convinced that I ought to do many things in opposing the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and I did so in Jerusalem. I not only locked up many of the saints in prison after receiving authority from the chief priests, but when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And I punished them often in all the synagogues and tried to make them blaspheme. And in raging fury against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities. In this connection, I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. At midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, that shone around me and those who journeyed with me. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' And I said, 'Who are you, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand upon your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a servant and witness to the things in which you have seen me, and to those in which I will appear to you, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles, to whom I am sending you, to open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are being sanctified by faith in me. Therefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared first to those in Damascus, then in Jerusalem and throughout all the region of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. For this reason, the Jews seized me in the temple and tried to kill me. To this day, I have had the help that comes from God. And so I stand here testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses said would come to pass, that the Christ must suffer, and that by being the first to rise from the dead, he would proclaim light both to our people and to the Gentiles. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son." In today's reading from Acts 26, the Apostle Paul has the listening ear of King Herod Agrippa. It has been a long and arduous road for Paul at this point. He was arrested on trumped-up charges of causing riots and disturbing the peace. He stood on trial before the Jewish council. He was sent to Felix, the governor of Judea, where he spent about 2 years in Felix's custody. Felix was succeeded by Festus, and it was Festus who handed Paul over to King Agrippa's hearing, hoping that King Agrippa could help him decide what to do with this politically perilous prisoner named Paul. On the surface of things, it would be easy for Paul to become discouraged, to feel like he was hacking through the red tape of perverse Roman justice. But when Paul gets before Agrippa to make his case, he doesn't succumb to cynicism or give in to grumbling. He says in verse 6, "Now I stand here on trial because of my hope and the promise made by God to our fathers." Paul has perspective. He can see, even in the unfortunate events of these last years of his life, he can see a forum for sharing his faith in Jesus. After all, it was Jesus who brought Paul this far. One night, after Paul had been apprehended by the Jewish council, the Lord Jesus appeared to Paul and said, as recorded in Acts 23, verse 11, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the facts about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome." Friends in Christ, you have the same hope as Paul. You have hope in the promise of God, as Paul words it in verse 6. Your hope is in Jesus Christ, who was crucified and risen for you. Now, perhaps you are in a place, whether that's a physical place, or an emotional place, or a relational place, perhaps you are in a place where it would be easy for you to question God's providence. Just like Paul, who had been wrongly arrested and denied a fair hearing for so long. But remember that wherever you are and whatever you are facing, you have an opportunity to give voice to the hope you have in the promise made by God. You may not go into the court of kings like Paul, but the Lord has furnished for you some opportunity to make your hope in Jesus known to others. I'll leave you with words from a well-known hymn that I believe capture well this opportunity that God gives to each of us. It's verse 2 of the hymn, "Hark the Voice of Jesus Crying," hymn number 826 in our Lutheran Service Book hymnal. If you cannot speak like angels, if you cannot preach like Paul, you can tell the love of Jesus, you can say he died for all. If you cannot rouse the wicked with the judgment's dread alarms, you can lead the little children to the Savior's waiting arms. Brothers and sisters in Christ, may the Lord Jesus grant you richly today and tomorrow to speak about the hope that you have in the promise of God. In his name, amen. Let us pray. Gracious Lord of all, you turned the Apostle Paul from a persecutor of the church to the apostle to the Gentiles. By your holy word, turn our hearts from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that we might receive the forgiveness of our sins and a place among those who are being sanctified by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.